obviously haunted.
Obviously.
Hey, Allie, what time is it there?
10:27 p.m.
Ugh, it's so late. Yeah. It's only 7:27 p.m. here.
Yeah. Well, at least my kids are staying in bed now. I found that bribing them with stickers is an amazing thing. It's like, okay, if you guys can sleep really well and knock it out of your beds, tomorrow morning I will give you a sticker. And they're like, that's so exciting. And then if I give them a certain number of stickers, they get like a prize. And it's amazing how it works. And I don't know if I'm a horrible parent for doing that, but oh my God, it's so nice to not have them getting out of the bed every 5 minutes.
I think you're an amazing parent for doing that. I think that's like using like all of your classroom management skills to get your kids to stay in bed. Like that's awesome. Are we starting a parenting podcast? Is that what's happening right now?
Oh no. Oh man, I wouldn't want to know like the comments that you would get from people if you tried to have a parenting podcast. Like I can just imagine there's so many opinions.
Okay. It's gonna be a parenting podcast with you about being a parent to like all the children, and then me who has no parenting skills whatsoever and no children, and we're just going to like mom-splain to people. I just coined that term. TM.
Going very well.
Mom-splaining. Okay. Just kidding. Let's stick to our strengths. And our strengths are me telling you fucked up stories. So
yeah. What you got for me today?
Well, today we're going to be talking about the Seguin Lighthouse in Phippsburg, Maine. Mm. I'm pretty excited about this one.
I like lighthouse stories.
Where are you in relation to Maine?
I mean, I used to be in New Hampshire. Now I'm in Mass, but it's, you know, it's right next door. It would take me 2 hours to drive to Ogunquit, Maine, where I got married.
Oh, you got married in Maine.
I did.
That's so sweet. This is like your wedding anniversary haunting.
Yay.
Ooh. Oh, wait. Oh, and it's about a husband and wife. Oh, you're going to love this.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That doesn't sound good.
Okay. Well, let's do the intro. So, I'm Becky.
And I'm Allie.
And Phippsburg, Maine
is
obviously haunted. That was good. No, it's good. It's all good. All right. So I'm going to give you a little bit of history before we get into the story. I'm going to give you a little bit of history, and then we're going to go through the ghost story and like what people kind of have experienced there. So this is more of the traditional sort of structure of the like what we've been doing. So this lighthouse, the Seguin Lighthouse, I really hope that I'm saying it right. Seguin.
How's it spelled?
S-E-G-U-I-N.
Seguin
Lighthouse. So it was actually commissioned by George Washington and originally built in 1795.
Whoa.
It is so old. It is old as the hills. So it originally had one wooden tower, but the current tower that is still standing was built in 1857. So it was originally this one wooden tower. Something happened to that tower. I don't know what. They built a new tower. It was built in 1857 and it is still standing. And it is actually the highest tower of all of Maine's lighthouses.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's real old. It's real tall. Seguin Island, where the lighthouse is about 2 miles off the coast of Phippsburg. And the whole island is only 64 acres. So like Disneyland here in LA is 85 acres. So that island could fit inside Disneyland. The light was designated on the Register of National Historic Places in 1977, and they automated it in the 80s. So it still works, which I think is pretty cool. At that point, the buildings of the lighthouse were converted into a museum, and they're open to the public in the spring and summer. Mm-hmm. The island and the station are still active, but the tower has been temporarily replaced by a solar beacon because of a power issue. But there are plans for the Coast Guard to install solar panels and reestablish the light, like, to actually be used for navigational purposes. So it's like, the island itself anyway is like still an active lighthouse situation.
Cool.
Have you ever been to a lighthouse?
I don't really think I have.
You've been to the coast a lot, right?
Yeah, but I've never, like, specifically gone to visit a lighthouse. Like, maybe I've seen one in the distance and been like, hey, yeah, cool. But no, I've never actually set out to find one. Probably because I'm worried that it'll be haunted.
It's like theaters. Like, every theater has a ghost. Every lighthouse has a ghost.
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of lighthouses that I've heard of that are haunted. In fact, someday we'll probably do the one in St. Augustine because the story of that one is really creepy. But they're kind of cool. I mean, I think they're cool. I think there's something about ocean travel that I find very interesting. And the idea that you'd be, like, searching for a light, you know, to, like, designate that you're close to shore and to, like, guide you away from the rocks or whatever. I think it's just very romantic.
No, yeah, I find it as well. And it also, it reminds me of the movie Forever Young with Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
And at the end of the movie, they, like, find each other and run to each other, and there's this lighthouse in the background. And there, for some reason, every time I think of a lighthouse, I picture that, like, lovey-dovey moment. It's a little strange. Anyway.
No, I think that's beautiful. That's what Mel Gibson wanted. I mean,
yay.
Think what you want to think about Mel Gibson, but the art is bigger than the artist, so yeah. It's a beautiful movie. Okay. So I'm going to tell you this story, and it's pretty upsetting, and it gets violent. So I'm just letting you know, like, violence. All right. So this is at the turn of the century. And by the turn of the century, I mean 1900, like 1900, 1901, something like that. And a lighthouse keeper was hired on at Seguin Lighthouse. It's a small space. They only needed one keeper at the time. And it's on this island. It's totally secluded. And once you hit winter, like, you can't even go back to the mainland. So he's hired on at Seguin Lighthouse. He and his wife move into the lighthouse in the spring while the weather's nice. And they traveled back and forth to the mainland, particularly his wife, frequently to visit their friends and family in Phippsburg. But as the fall came around, the weather starts to turn, winter is approaching, trips to the mainland become more and more difficult. So he could see that the isolation was starting to have a bad effect on his wife. She was listless, she was depressed, she was lonely. She just didn't have, I mean, he had his duties to go about every day and had a job to focus on, but she was just cooped up in the lighthouse all day. So he thought she maybe needed a hobby.
That always goes over well when your husband's like, hon, I think you need a hobby.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's a great idea. So he thought she needed a hobby, and what he decided to do was buy her a piano and some sheet music from the mainland and have them delivered especially for her. So big boat hoisted up to the lighthouse this beautiful piano and a parcel of sheet music, and she absolutely loved it. She was really excited to learn to play. She loved the music. She was really, really thrilled about having this piano. But there was a really big problem. She had no fucking idea how to play a piano.
Okay.
She was straight terrible at it. And it's not like she could do, like, my nephew plays the cello, and even now, like, even during COVID, he's playing the cello with, like, on FaceTime with his orchestra teacher or whatever, and, like, she didn't have FaceTime. This was 1901, so she had no way of, she was just trying to teach herself how to play the piano. And the way she was doing that was she picked one song from the sheet music that she was given, and she just was, like, banging it out on the piano, trying to figure out how to play this one song.
Mm-hmm.
And she played the same song.
Over. And over. And over again.
And over again.
Oh, no.
So he eventually, the lighthouse keeper eventually regretted that. Yeah, he realized his mistake, but it was too late. He could hear her playing the piano from all across the entire island. Like, that's how loud.
Wow.
She did not have a light touch.
That's funny.
He tried to buy her new music. Just, like, anything to just a change of pace. But she wanted to master that first song before she moved on to another one. I have to say, for this woman, that is some serious growth mindset. Because I think that if I was trying to learn to play the piano and I was really terrible at it, I think I'd be like, well, I suck at this, and then just be done.
Right. Like, yeah. No. I mean, I went to music camp for one summer. And I took a class to learn how to play the piano. And I was getting it, like, I was okay. And then they were like, okay, now we're going to move from the key of C to the key of E. And I was like, wait, what? They're different keys where I have to, like, change? And I'm like, nope, I'm done.
It's too hard.
Yep, nope, done. Sorry.
I bought a guitar when I was in my early 20s and I lived on my own. And I think it took me a month to give up on the guitar. Like, I bought this guitar. It was blue. It was an acoustic guitar. It was blue. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going to learn how to play every pop song as an acoustic cover or whatever. And I would try and play, and then I would just, like, give up. I never even developed calluses. Like, that's how fast I gave up.
Aww.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard. Learning music is hard.
It is.
And I assume that she could read music, because, like, if you buy someone sheet music, I don't know, and didn't, like, people, like, learn how to read music when they were in the 1900s? Didn't that used to be more of a common skill?
Well, I would hope that the book that he got him might give some kind of explanation on how to, but who knows? Who knows?
I don't know. But she seemed to feel like she was getting better. I don't think he felt like... So she was pretty... She felt like she could master this song. And for whatever reason, he did not feel that way. So this went on for months and months and months. And trips to the mainland during... Are you okay?
Yeah, that's just months and months and months to learn one song. That's kind of...
Oh.
Whew.
She would go to the mainland sometimes, and so he'd have these little respites, like these little breaks from her playing the piano, because she could still get out to see her family. But it was happening less and less often. It was fewer and further between, because, you know, the winter was coming and the weather was bad. So one day early on in the winter, this terrible blizzard rolled in off the ocean, and it cut them off from the mainland for days. Like, everything was snowed and frozen, and there was no traveling between the island and the mainland. Because they were trapped, so not only were they trapped on the island, but they were trapped in the lighthouse. because of the snow. So he was trapped there with his wife, and they had nothing to do. So she played the piano.
Ah! Oh, boy.
He loses his mind. Like, just loses his shit entirely. In a fit of rage, this lighthouse keeper grabs the fire axe.
Here's Johnny!
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Fucking kills her. Like, fatal wound with the axe. And then, not being done, like, completely dismembers her body.
Wow.
She cuts her into little pieces. And throws it, like, goes out into the blizzard to throw the pieces of body into the ocean around the island.
Oh, wow. That's...
The next day, the storm passes. The lighthouse is quiet. The lighthouse keeper just went about his business as though nothing had happened. Just doing his lighthouse thing.
In silence.
Going around the island. Just blissful, quiet.
Oh, no.
So he finishes his chores up that morning and does everything really fast. Like, he's just being super productive. And decides he's gonna, you know, he's gonna take a little stroll around and just, like, survey the damage from the storm. And then he heard it as he was walking around the island.
The piano?
The piano.
Holy shit.
And it's playing that same song. So he runs back to the lighthouse. The lighthouse is totally empty. But every time he leaves the main room, the piano starts playing.
Whoa!
So, completely driven mad, he takes the same axe that he murdered his wife with, and he takes it to the piano, and he just destroys the entire piano. But that didn't make it go away.
Oh my gosh.
Now it's just worse. He can hear it all the time. It doesn't matter if he's in the room or not. He hears it constantly, and it's loud. And he's just being tormented by the sound of this song. So, several days later, after the storm, some concerned citizens noticed that the lighthouse was not being lit at night. And when the ocean was finally passable, they went across to Seguin Island to check on the lighthouse keeper. And they found the keeper had jumped from the tower of the lighthouse. And they found the remains of the piano in the great room, along with a written confession from the lighthouse keeper that he killed his wife and what happened. But they never found a trace of the wife. They never found her.
Wow. I think he totally, like, manifested this wife.
No,
I don't think she ever existed. I think he probably had schizophrenia, right? So he's, like, in his mid-20s or something, maybe, and it starts to come on, and he's alone. And when you have schizophrenia, you can have pretty sick delusions, right? So he starts to manifest this wife because he's lonely, and then he finds that she's sad and he wants to make her feel good, so he gets her this piano and he can hear it constantly. And oh my god, she never existed.
Okay, so that's the twist at the end of the M. Night Shyamalan version of this story. That's like, okay, M. Night, if you're listening to this podcast, this is your next movie, Seguin Island. This is because we gave you the twist and everything. That's what it is. She never existed. It's not a ghost story. She never existed.
No.
I like that theory. I like that theory a lot. That's a good theory.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
Could you imagine the thing your brain, brains are horrible. The thing that your brain comes up with to cope with your own isolation and loneliness is then the thing that drives you insane.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
That's love.
And this is why everybody needs a therapist.
Oh, Yes, very much so. Wow.
So the lighthouse itself, like, that's an amazing story, and I love that story.
Right. But I want to know if people that go to visit the island hear the
piano. Yeah. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about the haunting. And this is not the only haunting there, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about what happened. So the island and the lighthouse are haunted by the keeper and by his wife. So sailors that navigate near the island claim that they can hear piano music in the distance. So this is something that people have claimed, like, since the early 20th century, that they hear, like, you know, wafting through the air. Can piano music waft?
Yeah, let's go with it. Yeah, I like
wafting
it.
Wafting piano music.
Wafting piano music over the waves.
Over the waves. So they claim that, like, if they're driving their boats, shit, I don't know anything about the ocean. When they're navigating past this lighthouse, that they can hear piano music.
That's cool.
And then on foggy, cold nights, people have claimed to see the lighthouse keeper up on the tower. So, like, a lighthouse keeper clearly in early 20th century clothes,
mm-hmm.
walking on the tower or walking along the shore of the island. And they believe that these ghosts are obviously the piano music, the ghost of his wife, and then
mm-hmm.
his ghost as well.
Wow.
There are other ghosts that apparently also haunt the island. The very first keeper, so, like, wooden tower, George Washington hired him first keeper, right?
Mm-hmm.
His name was Major John, this is going to be bad. Polaretsky.
Mm-hmm.
CZKY? Ski?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He was an American Revolution veteran. So, American Revolution, he fought the war, he was a veteran, and he actually was hired on to be the lighthouse keeper, and they paid him so little money that he got to the point where he didn't have enough money and it wasn't payday yet. He couldn't pay the ferry to get from the island back to the mainland. And he had no boat and he was just stranded on the island, and he died there because he had no boat, no money, no way to get off the island. And he just fucking died. And he said to have haunted every keeper who comes after him. And I, like, straight believe that if I was the first person to get hired in a job and they didn't pay me enough to, like, fucking feed myself,
aww.
And I died because of that, I would be like, every person who walked into that lighthouse, I would be like, you do not want to work here.
Yeah, what the fuck, George Washington? Come on.
What? Do better. We need to unionize.
Yes.
And all the lighthouse keepers, like, are just seeing papers getting thrown around and hearing, and they're like, oh, it's a ghost. And he's like, no, I am trying to tell you something important. Oh, it's so
Stop
hard to be a ghost.
Playing the piano.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that guy, there's also a ghost nicknamed the Old Captain because he appears on the stairs of the tower, like he's going up the stairs of the tower to tend to the light in the lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost my place.
Wow, that was an interesting noise.
I'm so sorry.
It's good.
So he has issues with people moving the old furniture in and out of the house.
Oh.
So the foreman... There was, they were moving furniture out of the house, and the foreman of the moving crew was staying the night in the house before moving everything back to the mainland. And apparently the old captain appeared to him that night and told him to leave his home alone.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of my house. Leave it alone.
Don't put a piano in my home.
Don't put your dirty piano in this house. And the foreman of the moving crew sort of blew it off and was just like, oh, it's just a bad dream. And he did the job the next day. And as they were lowering crates of, like, the old furniture down to the ferry, one of the cables snapped and all of the furniture fell onto the rocks and just smashed to pieces. So, like, the original furniture that had been in the lighthouse, it's all destroyed.
Oof.
And they think it was the captain was mad that they were moving it off the island.
Wow.
So people have also seen a full apparition of a young girl running around. And apparently she likes to wave to people and she likes to play with a ball. They've also heard children's laughter. And people have heard, if they're downstairs in the lighthouse, they've heard the sound of a ball bouncing down the stairs when there's no ball.
Is there a record of somebody being there with a kid?
I couldn't find anything. So, okay, well, we'll get to it. There are a couple of other things that happen, and then, like, we'll get to whether or not there was any evidence. But, so the lighthouse and the island, people have said that they experience cold spots, doors opening and closing, coats being thrown to the floor off of hooks or off of furniture, objects appearing and disappearing, and disembodied coughing. So it's like someone walks into a room and is like, excuse me, I didn't want to interrupt or whatever.
Put a mask on.
Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Seguin Island is also the center of a bunch of supernatural stuff. So apparently, there are sea serpents out there.
Ooh. That's cool.
Exciting. It's also rumored to be the location of a hidden pirate treasure.
Yeah. Piano. So that's
exciting too. Yeah, it's a golden piano. they do have tours there seasonally. And ghost hunters, like, not Ghost Adventures with Zach Braff, not Zach Braff. It would be cooler if it had Zach Braff in it. Zach Baggins.
My sister loved Zach Braff.
Oh my God, because he's great. Ghost hunters did an investigation at Seguin Lighthouse. Unfortunately, they don't stream their stuff for free, so I could not watch that episode. I know, it's a bummer because I prefer Ghost Hunters. But yeah, this one seemed like one where I could find legit evidence. I got the story out of a book called Spooky New England: Tales of Hauntings, Strange Happenings, and Other Local Lore. I also found it in a book called Haunted Maine Lighthouses by Taryn Plum.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a couple of books where the story showed up, and there were a ton of websites. And I looked into the history of the place, and there's a list of the lighthouse keepers. So, like, the first guy, his name, John Polaretsky or whatever, he's legit. That actually happened to him, and there's a record, and I did find a record of him having died on the island.
Wow.
And they did. I found an article that talked about how little he was paid and, like, what his story was. So the idea of him being there was some evidence for that. But I could not find anything about a murder that took place. I also couldn't find anything about kids. But I think that when you're talking about that far back,
yeah,
it's hard to say. I mean, sure, there would be records, but would you really be able to find them online? Like, just by Googling them?
Yeah, probably not. I have to go to public library in Maine.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Go look through the microfiche. Mm-hmm. For anyone who's a... Who are the... What's the generation after us? We're millennials. What's the generation...
After us?
Yeah.
Generation... Or... Is it the iGen, the kids now that are on their iPhones constantly?
Maybe. Are you iGen people? Are you, whoever you are, people who are younger than millennials, microfiche was like teeny tiny little film. that you had to feed into a machine, and it had like pictures of newspapers and shit on it.
Mm.
Yeah, they actually haven't digitized all that stuff because, for whatever reason, who knows why, but local libraries don't have a lot of money to just like magically digitize everything in their their files.
Wah, wah. No.
So I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's kind of interesting. I kind of want to change my theory now to he was possessed by previous keepers, possibly the one who didn't want any furniture, new furniture in his house, and he was like, what the hell is this piano that does not shut up, and this woman has got to go, right? And so he was possessed and murdered his wife, and there you go. The rest is history.
I believe it. You know what? And I could even see that in our M. Night Shyamalan movie. Well, I guess it wouldn't be M. Night Shyamalan if it didn't have the twist in it. It would be, I don't know, somebody else. But Sam Raimi. So instead of the scene being like, oh, this brutal murder, I could see it being him being possessed by the other lighthouse keeper and just going for the piano, and the wife, in her horror, because it's the only thing bringing her joy anymore, throws herself in front of it, and he can't stop the axe mid-swing, and it lodges itself into her, and she's alive long enough to be sad, and him to say, no, and her to be like, I still love you, and then
she dies.
And then he's tortured and tormented by the sound of the piano, even though he's destroyed it already out of his rage.
And then he just needs to be with her again, so he climbs the stairs of the tower and lunges himself off
into the ocean.
Meets her again in the afterlife.
In the water, in the cold water. Mm-hmm. She becomes a mermaid. And they make fish babies? I don't know what's happening.
Mer-babies.
Mer-babies. Yes. So we are writing all the books right now. Let's give it a grade. What do we think? What grade do you give Seguin Lighthouse?
It's tough because I kind of want to say A-. I don't know exactly why. But sometimes, as a teacher, you just know what the grade is without having to use a freaking rubric.
You don't always need the rubric. We know what the rubric says, okay? I gave it a B-.
Ooh, okay, okay.
For lack of evidence, specifically.
I can see that.
I don't think it's a bad story. I think if you're just, like, if you just are looking at the story and sort of the historical significance of it, it's definitely a local legend. I bet that if we went to Phippsburg or like went to Seguin Island, that there would be something in the gift shop or something about it. Or it would be on the like Phippsburg, Maine ghost tour that we went on.
Yes.
Phippsburg, Maine coastal boat tour. If nobody does that, can we just like, can that be our retirement? Can we just like buy a boat and do like.
We got to buy one of those duck boats. It can be a haunted duck boat. It's like a yellow tour boat.
That looks like a duck?
I think so. I don't know. I've never actually been on one. But they exist. I'm looking it up. Duck.
Okay.
Boat. Tour.
Oh my god. Oh my god, what is a duck boat?
I need a picture. Let's see. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't look like a duck. But for some reason they call it duck tours. Maybe it's not. I don't know. Hi. Okay, moving on.
How do I want to add a note to myself to put a picture of a duck boat on our Instagram. Maybe I'll remember when I listen to the recording. I think it's got a lot of cool history to it. I think that if I was going to believe any of these hauntings, I would probably believe that the first dude who got hired and didn't get paid enough, because that just seems like a legit reason to haunt a place.
Right.
Like, if I died at work because they didn't pay me enough to eat, I would be like, everybody that walked into that place, I think I said this exactly, but I'd be mad, you know what I mean? It'd be hard to let go.
Well, and that. I'd be even more pissed off that in my afterlife, I'm still stuck on the damn island.
Right? I don't even have enough money to pay the ferryman to take me to the underworld. What the hell, guys? Pay me.
Yeah. I want to know what that piano song was. And I think we should go there and play a piano song.
Chopsticks?
That specific one. You got to figure it out.
I think it was Chopsticks. I think that would make me want to murder somebody.
Yeah. But it has to be, like, little kid learning how to play, right? So dun 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 dun.
Oh my god,
I go crazy too.
No, it's The Entertainer. That was the only thing that I ever learned to play on the piano. Do you remember?
That's the ice cream truck music.
Yes, it's the ice cream truck. Oh my god, could you imagine? That would be a terrible fucking haunting. If you, you and your wife bought an ice cream truck, and then you murdered her, and then you just heard the ice cream truck song drive past your house, like, every day at 2 a.m. or whatever.
Oh, my God. You're crazy.
Oh, you're never going to be able to sleep tonight. It's just going to be stuck in your head forever. All right. Well, that was kind of a fun one. I think that was a fun one.
Yeah. Cool theories.
Yeah.
I like Maine. I like lighthouses. I got to give a shout out. There was another podcast that I listened to, Supernatural, with Ashley Flowers from the Parcast gods. And she had one episode on there. See if I can find it, but it was about a lighthouse. Do you listen to that?
Yeah.
The Eileen Moore Lighthouse Keepers.
I haven't heard that episode.
That was really interesting.
Okay, I gotta go back.
Yeah, episode 8.
Okay. Not that they need us to give them any kind of free publicity, but actually, like, Crime Junkie and Supernatural with Ashley Flowers, like, she's a boss, and she's rad. I'm gonna, like, at her on Twitter and see if she'll be like, oh, y'all are so sweet. Maybe she'll start listening.
Yeah, but not like one of those bad at yous.
I love you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ashley Flowers, you're the best. Yeah, she does a lot. I feel like we're maybe a little bit psychically linked because I've been on this kick, and then I looked and whatever the newest, it's like whatever I'm thinking about, the newest episode of Crime Junkie or the newest episode of Supernatural will be like the thing that I'm thinking about. I know. So we're sort of connected.
Supernaturally connected.
Ooh, maybe we're the same person. We're not. I would be much more successful. Okay, well, that was super fun. Thank you all for listening. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. It every little bit counts if you really want to support us and help us to keep going and encourage Allison to keep recording with me. Then please subscribe, rate, and review. And I don't remember the rest of it. I'm going to look it up on a different thing. Oh my god. Anyway. Check us out on social media. All the links to our social media are on the website, obviouslyhaunted.com. You can also hit up the website for show notes and links to all the amazing articles and stuff that I find stories on. And you can contact us and tell us your creepy lighthouse stories at obviouslyhauntedpodcast@gmail.com. And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
And remember, I don't remember where we are. Hold on. did I say Phippsburg? Phippsburg, Maine? Yeah. And remember, Phippsburg, Maine is obviously haunted. Oh, that's going to be weird because I have our music that I always put our music in the end of the episode. And now I'm going to have to like cut that in weird. Oh, well.